This ongoing series from Barry Historical Archive curator Deb Exel shows old photos from the collection and one from the present day, as well as the story behind them. 1 Bursey Street. There's been speculation the enormous home at 1 Bursey Street is actually two houses. The smaller wing at the rear of the house is believed to have been built first, in the mid-1850s, and the larger, impressive section that appears to face both Bursey and Dunlop Streets, once called Louisa Street, overlooking the bay, built about 1885, for John and Mary Forsyth. John Forsyth was born in Aberdeen, Scotland, in 1836, arriving in Canada at 16 and settling in Toronto. He married Mary Sharp in 1862 in York and joined the post office in 1866, according to a civil servants list. Working his way up through the organization until he was a first-class clerk earning a salary of $1,200 in 1885, Forsyth became one of the head officials in the Barry Postal Division. His boss was Inspee Daniel Spry, whose estate, Claro, was across town on High Street. Forsyth retired in 1890. During his time in Barry, Forsyth was active in the community. He was a charter member of Barry Lodge No. 70, and secretary at St. Andrew's Church for many years. He had a great love for his gardens and horticulture. In his retirement, he was elected a director of the Barry Horticultural Society, along with two Barry mayors, J.M. Bothwell as president and J.H. Bennett as vice president, and other prominent citizens such as J.R. Cotter. Mary, besides running a household and raising their five children, had a talent for fancy needlework, which earned her awards in the early years of their marriage. When the Forsyth children left home, they lived far and wide, Missouri, Illinois, Oklahoma, and Alberta. Only daughter Issa remained in Barry. In 1898, Issa married David Henry McLaren. The McLarens would also live at 1 Bursey Street. They had three children, Donald, Alastair, and Tanis. David McLaren was said to enjoy hunting, fishing, and golf, and the household attended St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church. He was known to be an art connoisseur, later becoming a member of the Art Gallery of Toronto. He had a fine collection of paintings himself. McLaren was born in Wakefield, K. After studying medicine for a year or so at McGill University in Montreal, he went into the drug business in Hamilton. In 1890, he purchased Kidd's Pharmacy, adding his services as an optometrist to the chemist and druggist business. McLaren's keenness in military activities led him to training at Stanley Barracks, Fort York, in 1898, followed by interest in the Simcoe Foresters Regiment. At the time of the First World War, he was a senior major in the regiment, but took the initiative to organize the 157th Battalion, which he led overseas in 1916, but by that time as a lieutenant colonel. Before McLaren left for Europe, he sold his drugstore to Harry Austin Smith, son of G.G. Smith, undertaker and fire chief. Many readers would recognize G.G. Smith's building as Steele's China and Gift Shop. The need for reinforcements forced a breakup of the 157th Battalion. McLaren returned to his previous rank and went on to serve in France, where he was wounded by shrapnel. He was transferred to England, where he served in Windsor Forest until he returned to Canada in 1918. He resumed his affiliation with the Simcoe Foresters after the war. McLaren was appointed sheriff of Simcoe County in 1919, a position he held until 1933, and was sworn in by John Forsyth's fellow gardening enthusiast, J.R. Cotter. McLaren had a busy life in the community. Trustee of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, alderman, member of the Parks Commission, and quite active in local lodges. He somehow found time to manage the 1905-06 Barry hockey team as well. Both Forsyth and his son-in-law, McLaren, were 75 years old when they died. Both had small, private funerals at their home at 1 Bursey Street. Issa Forsyth McLaren lived another 9 years before her death at the age of 83. In the early 1950s, when her estate was settled, the majestic Gothic Revival property, 1 Bursey Street, transferred to the Christian and Missionary Alliance in Canada.